This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I've got a question for you. What are you sitting in right now? And where? And are you carrying a gun? And if you're not carrying a gun, can you get to it? And have you trained with that gun? Do you know how to handle this weapon? If you have one. And most importantly, how do you feel? According to Senator Dianne Feinstein Frankenstein, you all have a right to feel safe. I've never read the Constitution on the parchment. I've always read the little booklet that you can get, I can actually read. There is no right to feel safe. There isn't a right to feel anything, really. You see, Democrats and gun grabbers are consumed with feelings, which I know you're probably saying, well, aren't those one and the same? Let's not leave out the apathetic Republicans on this one. But they're consumed with feelings, and the rest of us have to deal with facts and reality. And how I feel about it, how you feel about it, does not come into play. Last Sunday evening, in a Dallas, Texas suburb, 8 partygoers were shot by the disgruntled ex-husband of the hostess. She had divorced him right before this watch party. 7 were dead at the scene. 1 died later at the hospital. 1 survived. 1 survived. The single suspect was shot to death when law enforcement got there. The type or caliber of the weapon is unreported, but it is a terrible crime scene, the worst in the town's history. And I'm pretty sure right up until the moment that the shooting started, all present at the party were probably feeling safe. Unfortunately, no one there apparently was armed and trained and ready to go. Most people who do something like buy a burglar alarm for their houses do so right after they've been burglarized. I believe that's actually a provable fact. Suddenly, violent crime becomes too real for them, and at last they wake up. And unfortunately, taking responsibility for your own safety right after you've been murdered is the saddest of moot points. Dianne was the name of the hostess, and she and her high roller liberal friends needn't worry about any of this. But the rest of us don't have that luxury of being too concerned with feelings. So, coming from Jennifer Abel, we get this little quote: "No matter how many speeches a politician gives in favor of gun control, it's a safe bet that his own bodyguards are always packing heat. Even when he's giving a speech at a school, post office, or the other gun-free zone, Secret Service and other professional bodyguards apparently don't trust the ability of the no guns allowed signs to keep shooters from hitting their targets. That's the difference between our public servants and the public that they serve." Our public servants' lives are considered much too valuable to risk in a gun-free zone. You ever think of it that way? Regardless of how I feel at any given time, there are certain there are few true things that happen. Constantly. Fundamental things that I do. One of them is carrying a gun everywhere I go. Another one is carrying enough reloads, enough spare ammo. And sometimes I don't feel like I carry enough of that. I always carry a gun that I have shot. Which, I can't tell you how frustrating that is, because sometimes I get some nice new guns in and I haven't had a chance to go out there and test them yet. And they'll just be sitting there. I will not carry them until I've taken them out and shot them. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how expensive they are. I don't care how many people worked them over. I don't care how many times they were test fired by the people that sent them to me. I got to shoot it first before I'm going to carry it. Now, I do that day in and day out. I do that, and let me tell you, it's very uncomfortable. With workout wear, which I wear a lot of workout clothes because I work out. I'm constantly in rehab. I'm never going to be out of rehab. And when you're in this position to where you're either going to the gym or you're going to ride your bike, a lot of times, you know, unless it's a special occasion, why not? So I wear one of those inside-the-waistband bands, the elastic bands that do a very good job working with gym clothes. And it presses up against certain nerves on my hip because I carry it strong side forward. So, gosh, don't it hurt. And yet I do it. I carry when it hurts. I carry when it is inconvenient. And if I can't go there and carry, I don't go. So, and nobody need ever worry about my feelings. Because here's my feelings. This past Saturday, I was with my granddaughters. They are 4 and going on 2. And they are innocent. And a lot of people around me, despite their age, a lot of sheep around me are equally as innocent, although for them, it's more of a voluntary condition that they're in. But before I will observe innocence be shattered, whether it is a spree shooter, a robbery, a terrorist incident, whatever it is, I'm going out there with my best foot forward. I may not, that's not a guarantee I'm going to win. Not as quick, not as fast, fleet of foot. I don't move laterally as fast as I used to. But I've got a better chance than the innocents, because those, they're consumed in their feelings. They haven't yet had that moment where they buy the burglar alarm. When I go to occasions like, I haven't ever been to a watch party. Never going to go to a watch party. I don't watch football anymore. But whenever I've gone to one of those things, I'm carrying a gun. And yeah, that means I can't drink, and that means that I can't imbibe, and that means that I can't do a lot of things that everybody else is going to do and have a really good time. I can't do it, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine. Look at that. You go all day long, and then the phone rings. Anyway, dismiss your feelings, and train, and carry. Embrace reality. Stay with us. Do not be like those poor souls in Dallas. Don't let that happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. It's not often I get a phone call in the middle of a show saying, hey, come on and train with me up in North Carolina tomorrow. We'll see how that works out. Once upon a time, in a land far away that was not a Star Wars movie, there lived a group of people who called themselves the Maori. They had a past that had a history of violence that included cannibalism, but many centuries ago, their revered chieftain, Nanuku, demanded an end to the violent behavior. He commanded that from now and forever, never again let there be war. So, They obeyed this wise chief, and they then lived peacefully together in the Chatham Islands near New Zealand. Enter 1791, when the British foreigners and Taranaki Maori found the Chatham Islands. They quickly realized that the Maori people would never fight, and the Maori people quickly realized that they and their children would be enslaved and or eaten if they did not resist. The tribal elders got together. They decided that the law of Nanuko was not a strategy for survival to be varied as conditions change. It was a moral imperative, and there would be no resistance. The chosen nonviolent Maori path was seen by the Maori invaders as cowardice, and so they brutally treated their new slaves as worthless cowards. And on March 19th, 1933, the last full-blooded Maori, Tommy Solomon, died. Chief Nanuko had created a suicidal culture that would eventually accept slavery, rape, and death for their families and themselves. We would look at that today as a failed culture. But there's some out there that would thrill to the bravery of the Maori, whose principles guided them onto the path of death rather than to use violence. Violence that would have protected them and their families and their children. Some people might admire that kind of a virtuous path until you sort of let your head go somewhere where you imagine the horrendous screams of dying children, dying families. I am a gunny. You are a gunny. And we do not accept the virtue of that particular pathway. This defies acceptance because we would never abandon our families to such a fate. And we understand that sometimes the mere threat of violence would suffice. And many of our countrymen don't get that. So when Trump used the words fire and fury to warn North Korea about the certainty of reprisals, he was characterized by the super moral journalists and politicians, read leftist communists, as a crazed, drooling rogue. So we can describe, here in the U.S., a large group of super moral people who believe that we should be so helpful, giving, virtuous, and totally nonviolent that we are willing to impoverish ourselves, send our own culture of freedom to the graveyard of ancient history. But these guys are full of confusion. Unlike the steadfast, nonviolent values held by the Maori, this dangerously confused supermoral group who preach generosity and nonviolence show acceptance and respect for the behavior of their violent sub-group of black-clad thugs. And they explain that those of us on the right are so deplorable and dangerous that intimidation and violence against us must be acceptable, useful, necessary, and even the most virtuous behavior available to them. And at the same time, the supermoral critters do not wish us to carry or use weapons, including knives and defensive sprays, insisting that we should open our national hearth and our national bank account to all who claim sanctuary. So it seems no matter if there is a growing likelihood that eventually we become so financially bankrupt that such admired conduct would come to a pitiful end. It looks like these guys would take joy from the inevitable cultural genocide that would surely follow this open borders nonsense. The leaders of these critters are a very elite power group, depleted of any morality, who've learned how to create their wealth from an impoverished nation rather than the prosperous nation we once were and could be again. Now, we Americans believe in the success of our founders. We believe in the experiment. We believe in the longevity of our Constitution. Those ideas that were written down so long ago were written with blood. But they can be destroyed just as readily as if we are cowed into accepting our guilt, as we're charged with by the supermoral culture which has developed around us. We cannot continue to accept these huge numbers of humanity who could unknowingly overwhelm and destroy the culture of freedom and prosperity. We cannot, will not, accept the destruction of our democratic republic, nor its practical national agenda, or the president that we elected to implement it. Now, it looks like we're beginning to successfully push back. There are some notes that we should look at. Some of the supermoral leaders have been forced by our resistance to walk back their blatantly false rhetoric. We the people have a very strong set of ethics and morals. We all believe that neither we nor our president lie, as do those on the left. We do not need to falsely attack our adversaries or slant statistics to win their minds, because we know in our hearts that we are not fibbing by omission. We're not making it up as we go. We know that our moral values have placed us on a virtuous path. We don't have to compromise with liars. We are not the problem. And the super moral cowards, that being the left, need to understand that we do not follow the precepts of the Maori. I want you to look at what they would have us believe, have us ask ourselves to do. Let's look at Islam. How many cities stand in the Middle East that they haven't had to dig out of the dirt, that have been there for centuries? How many? None. Go look at Europe. I have walked in a building in Germany that was built in the 11th century. And they're subverting that. And that when they do that, their whole goal and the thing that they what they specialize in doing is destroying the past. Much like we see here with the Antifa wanting to tear down statues. They blow up monuments all the time. So this is what we're asked to accept. Not civilization, but cowardice and barbarism. I say no. We say no. Sooner or later, they're going to have no choice but to listen to that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'll tell you what. That diabetes commercial, I don't know that I'll ever take it, even if I have it. Drugs, I'm telling you. I don't like drugs. I don't like drugs at all. Anyway, earlier this month, on the 16th anniversary of the horrific, radical Islamic terror attacks on our nation, ESPN commentator Jemele Hill took to Twitter to go after the president as a white supremacist. She tweeted, "Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists." Then she added, "Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy. Period." I would have to also point out to her that so is Barack Obama's, because Barack Obama had a plurality of Caucasians voting for him too. Dumb lady. When I first heard those comments, I thought, well, stop the presses there, because Hillary Clinton has a new book out, reportedly proffers that the failed candidate's endless list of causes of her 2016 election failure, and Hill's exact logic might merit inclusion. Now listen, Jemele Hill, she has an absolute right to her beliefs and to express them in this forum or any other forum. Though she may be doing so at her own peril, and possibly her employer's. I liked Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton. The 17th century physicist. He was kind enough at one point to inform us, or maybe caution us, that, you know, the world, you know, in nature, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That's regarded as Newton's third law of motion, and ignoring it may come at a price. Now, Jemele Hill any comments that she may make on anything is made exponentially larger by virtue of her position as co-host of The Six on ESPN SportsCenter. I'm going to take their word for it because I don't watch ESPN either. Without that very important connection, her Twitter reach as a sports reporter in a few smaller markets would be negligible. But her ESPN nexus is everything to her and to her foolhardy commentary. At ESPN, she's no stranger to controversy and to ignorant, even hateful outbursts that suggest she's something less than a broadcast professional. In 2008, while writing on the NBA Finals, she offered this. Rooting for the Celtics is like saying Hitler was a victim. It's like hoping Gorbachev would get to the blinking red button before Reagan. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what comparison she's making there. Apparently, she didn't like the Celtics. But she was suspended by the network, and the commentary on both the Celtics and on Reagan provided an early window into her mindset and willingness to conjure the dark images to make a point. And in her latest outburst, she proves her own ignorance and undermines her already struggling network and demonstrates she didn't learn from prior folly. Jemele Hill's Twitter attack on the president doesn't only insult the president and his staff and the administration and everybody that lives at the White House and in all that splendor and glory. It also attacks the voters who put him in office that might watch a football game here or there. It's a naked, unsupported opinion and one that millions of Americans would disagree with. And we all know plenty of them, those who didn't vote for Trump because of the ideas he espoused or the experience he brought, but who voted against the entrenched power and the arrogance and and the greed and the endlessly grating nature of his opponent. And those sentiments, Ms. Hill, don't make those voters misogynist, white supremacist, racist, or any other ist. Any little label that you lazily and ignorantly slap on them, it makes them Americans. Millions of them with views that you don't happen to share. That are also allowed to think and say whatever they want in whatever form they have available to them. Now, some of those Americans are pushing back on both Hill and ESPN, which really can't afford the negativity. ESPN is owned by the Leviathan Disney Company. It's already proven to be the company's biggest drag on share prices and shareholder value. And quarter after quarter, any informed shareholder or potential investor will have no difficulty learning about the Disney winners and losers, and the single greatest negative has been the high cost of declining viewership of the ESPN module. So Ms. Hill's foolishness cannot be exactly what the network was looking for to help turn things around. But instead, the opposite and potentially equal reaction was playing out as Newton would have predicted. ESPN, under attack as Hill's employer, must scramble to respond. Do they stand with Hill without reservation? Do they separate their network from the reporter to avoid an even steeper decline in viewership? Do they suspend or terminate the commentator as having engaged in actions detrimental to ESPN and Disney? Now, the viewers and the Trump supporters have begun striking back. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders commented, "I think that's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make, and certainly something that I think is fireable offense by ESPN." And that's her opinion, because in her position in the federal government, she's not in charge of deciding who gets fired. Neither is Donald Trump. ESPN is trying to put distance between themselves, tweeting the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate. Jemele conveniently recognizes the error of her ways only like so many suddenly repentant criminals just before sentencing. Sports fans tend to value clear-headed commentary and experience and knowledge of the game by professional reporters. And that's very important to these people that watch this stuff. Those factors are what separate the greats from the wannabes and the never were's. They take offense when those commentators or a player's personal politics are added to the mix. Colin Kaepernick. So, You should heed Sir Isaac Newton's warnings and teachings, Gemily and Colin and ESPN. Nature. You can't mess with nature. No matter how you want to shift the narrative, nature is going to win that one. I was watching something today. I mean, I don't care anything about football today. I don't care anything about the NFL. I was watching an interview with Deacon Jones, the late Deacon Jones, and with Dick Butkus. And I think this was in 2013. These guys played because they wanted to play. And they went out there and they left everything they possibly could on the field. And they played with attitude. And their attitude was to try to win the game. And that kind of a player is completely untouchable by any of these politicized commentators that are out there today. Players still look up to him. I mean, but they don't play. They've grown old and they've left the league. And with them, the honor of the game unfortunately went with them, and the resulting players today, they're just a bunch of hot dog showboats, and everybody that covers it, they seem to think that's the way to go. Enjoy oblivion. I'll be here waiting for you when you get back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now then, every one of us that lives in these United States should be openly, well, we should have a bunch of feelings going on right now. We should feel revulsion. We should feel sorrow. Because another inner city run by Democrats is squandering youth of America and Americans are going at each other. A very deep societal wound was opened this past weekend in the Show Me State, where they still have Ferguson, the false clarion call of hands up, don't shoot, and the Black Lives Matter marches still fresh in the collective memory. The acquittal on Friday of a white cop on trial for murder for fatally shooting a black man in 2011 after a high-speed chase was immediately met with demonstrations and violence, including attacks on police, property, and the media. That was predictable, but what was equally and sadly on display were incendiary comments by locally elected Democrat officials up and down the line that appeared to add more fuel to the already volatile fire in the streets. As the story crept back into the national consciousness last week, the bare outlines of the case were repeated again and again without much attention to the important context or additional details. The origins of the current story, trial, acquittal, and unrest, date back to December 20th, 2011, when several St. Louis police officers reportedly observed 24-year-old black American Anthony Lamar Smith, who had a long criminal record, engaged in a drug deal in a fast food restaurant parking lot. When the cops attempted to question Smith, the suspect ran one of the police cars with a sedan and took off at high speed. The police gave chase, and when Smith's car was forced to stop, Smith was approached by a 31-year-old white cop, Jason Stockley. Officer Stockley fatally shot Smith five times after he said Smith disobeyed his orders to put his hands up and instead appeared to reach for a gun. A handgun was found in Smith's car after it was searched by Stockley. A trial of Stockley for first-degree murder did not take place until this year before a judge rather than a jury in a proceeding known as a bench trial. The 30-page decision issued by St. Louis Circuit Judge Timothy Wilson on September 15th found that the prosecution had not proven its case against Officer Stockley, who had since left the St. Louis Police Department, who was acquitted. The Daily Mail described Judge Wilson, 69, as objective and well-respected by prosecutors and defense lawyers alike, who has ruled both for and against police during his 28 years on the bench. Immediately after his decision was announced, the protests that had been promised by Black Lives Matter and the other activist groups began. And almost immediately, one politician after another weighed in. One of the first to comment was St. Louis's leftist Democrat mayor, Lida Crewson, whose home, notwithstanding her mealy-mouthed comments, attempting to placate the critics of the cop's acquittal, was attacked and vandalized by the quote-unquote protesters. St. Louis Mayor Crewson said she was appalled at what happened to Smith and sobered by this outcome. Frustration, anger, hurt, pain, hope, and love all intermingle. I encourage St. Louisans to show each other compassion, to recognize that we all have different experiences and backgrounds, that we all come to this with real feelings and experiences. She was appalled by the outcome of a careful, lengthy, and completely lawful judicial process by a respected judge that found the evidence for first-degree murder lacking in what some observers said was a politically motivated prosecution of Officer Stockley, who has been gone from his job for 4 years. Crewson wasn't alone in throwing a sop to the mobs that soon to be taking over the city streets. Left-wing Democrat U.S. Representative Lacey Clay, a black American, represents St. Louis City. Clay gained national attention last January when he hung a painting depicting police officers as pigs in a public space in the U.S. Capitol building and then doubled down to defend his action when it was challenged in court. Last Friday after the verdict, Clay said, "Justice has been cruelly denied for Anthony Lamar Smith's family and the community. I stand in total solidarity with them in expressing my absolute outrage at this verdict." He then went on to say, "Once again, another young black man dies at the hands of a police officer with no consequences. We just must demand changes in local law enforcement to ensure all lives are respected and honored. There's no coming back after a life is taken, only sadness. It is simply an honest statement of the ugly and very painful truth that in America, in 2017, some lives are still worth more than others." Another black Democrat, Missouri State Senator Jamila Nasheed, tweeted this: "No verdict could bring back Anthony Lamar Smith, but this one lays bare the integrity and accountability missing from our justice system." City Treasurer, I don't know why they would be, Tashara Jones, who is a candidate for mayor, that's why, commented that Judge Wilson's decision leaves me with more questions than answers. "The ultimate measure of how our community deals with this verdict is not how quickly we are able to get back to business, but whether we implement policy change addressing injustice, racism, and inequality. We can no longer prioritize short-term order over long-term justice." None of these mouthpieces. And I've got to really, we saw this in Baltimore. I would really like to see this in St. Louis, too. I'd like to see the St. Louis Police Department pull back. Just pull back. In the midst of a volatile situation, with the various agitators having planned and threatened to take action, they could have encouraged the people to respect the integrity of the judicial system that had rendered a verdict in the case. Then there was Senator Roy Blunt, who called the verdict a difficult day for the Smith family and all for all St. Louisans who sought a different outcome in this case. The response to this verdict will have a lasting impact, not just on the community, but the country. And he added that the right to protest is a protected right. And isn't that what it's really all about, isn't it, really? Yeah. So he's saying that the outcome here was not what the outcome was that they wanted to have. Sort of like the election. I want you to think about that for a minute. Sounds like the election, doesn't it? This is because leftists use a template. And I know this guy's a Republican. That means nothing to me. So if you don't get your desired outcome, that means that you can go and tear things up and smash things and break things and set things on fire. Since Ferguson, community leaders have been working there. Law enforcement's been working on it. And that's all gone. If there was some renewed commitment to continuing the work that is needed to rebuild trust between law enforcement and those they serve, it can show that we as Americans can move forward. I don't see that happening. Various media accounts have documented the violent actions of demonstrators on each of the 3 days and nights since the verdict was announced last Friday morning. Among the reports, multiple businesses have been damaged with their windows smashed. A dozen police officers have been injured, including one with a broken jaw caused by one of the many bricks thrown by the demonstrators. The mayor's house was attacked and vandalized. Media representatives were threatened and attacked, including several reporting live on TV. And business activity and commerce took a hit when thousands of downtown workers were sent home on Friday for their own safety. Several area malls were invaded on Saturday, and a Saturday night U2 concert was canceled. On Sunday, unrest and violence continued with significant property damage. The character of many of the people who turned out or who traveled to St. Louis to join the action was something to behold, as all of the news channels carried extensive live coverage. A lot of times, a lot of F-bombs are being dropped and everything else. Hey, listen. Pull back. We saw this in Baltimore. The police have started pulling back, and guess what? Turns out they were necessary. But I'm not going to have this. There was one reporter that tried to get in the middle of this, just to report, just to observe. That dude, I think, was going to, he thought he was going to die. Let's let them have it their way. See how much they like that. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.